Afternoon, I'm Alexandra Bryant. There's a bit of argy-bargy going on today between the Queensland and New South Wales premiers. It started after Anastasia Palaszczuk flagged that she wouldn't reopen the Sunshine State's borders until September. Gladys Berejiklian then fired back, saying closing borders doesn't help the country.
Many parts of the world will remain closed for a long period of time, but if we in Australia can at least open up our internal borders, I think that will help everybody. And ironically, we actually had someone from Queensland come down to New South Wales with the virus last week. So we welcome anybody in New South Wales.
McDonald's has been going through CCTV to check who a Melbourne delivery driver with coronavirus came into contact with. 12 restaurants have been closed for deep cleaning. Macca's CEO Andrew Gregory has told Nine he doesn't expect there to be any more affected stores.
No, at this stage we've identified all those restaurants, and look, the chances of further infections, it's possible, but the actions we're taking are about making sure we minimise further infections.
And remember comedian Celeste Barber's $51 million bushfire fundraiser? An urgent hearing is being held in the Supreme Court today to try and get a resolution to that cash being distributed. The money has been in limbo, with Barber mistakenly thinking it could have gone to victims, volunteers and other charities when she chose the New South Wales Rural Fire Service to receive it. Bunnies star Cody Walker has been a no-show at training this morning as he deals with a blackmail attempt. The playmaker preparing to meet with the NRL Integrity Unit after being asked to pay a man $20,000 to stop the release of a video allegedly showing him in a fight. And a boost for the Broncos with 5'8" Anthony Milford re-signing for 2021. It follows reports his manager had received interest recently from rival clubs, including the Tigers. When flood or